For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. One of the most annoying sounds anywhere must be the sound of snoring. It can ruin the sleep of spouses and others, and it doesn't help the snorer either. According to sleep medicine specialist Dr. Robert Puchalski,
snoring happens from vibrations that occur in the throat, from the tongue base, the tonsils, or the pharynx. As these tissues vibrate, they create noise. The other way that noise can be created in the upper airway is through a tight space. So if you think about reed instruments like a clarinet or wind blowing through buildings in a city, any air going through a tight space also makes noise.
Fellow sleep specialist Dr. Antoinette Rutherford said at least half of people snore.
Males are more likely to snore when they're younger. Females are more likely to develop postmenopausal. So after they go through menopause, they're more likely to snore. I also say that women are less likely to admit that they snore because it's not cute, but there's a great big population that snores.
Puchalski said snoring in itself is not a sign of bad health, but Rutherford said it can contribute to the bad health not only of snorers, but of those around them.
Some snorers just disrupt the bed partner, first of all, so the bed partner can't sleep. So if the bed partner's not sleeping, the bed partner might not be on top of everything that they need to be doing during the daytime. They might be tired, fatigued, just because someone else is snoring.
And it's not just adults who can suffer from snoring, said Rutherford. Snoring also can affect about 10% of children negatively, but differently than it does adults.
In kids, those who snore can have lower grades because you're not sleeping peacefully. Kids often manifest as being hyper, just the opposite of adults. Adults during the daytime, if they snore, might be tired, but kids will be very hyper. And so kids who snore should be evaluated too, because it can lead to problems in school. Because if you're not sleeping well at night, you're not going to be able to focus, and so you can't learn.
Asked why snorers don't wake themselves up snoring, Puchalski said they often do, but not fully.
They habitualize to it, just like they would to any other noise that occurs in and around their surroundings. But you will sleep, particularly if you're sleep deprived by virtue of not getting restorative sleep, you will accommodate. And that's exactly what they do.
There are various ways to treat snoring, such as oral appliances, with the most extreme and expensive being surgery, said Puchalski. But there are other simpler ways people can reduce snoring through modifying behavior. Being overweight can cause snoring, so losing weight is one way to combat it, said the doctor. In addition,
avoiding alcohol and other sedatives can help with snoring. That makes snoring worse. If you have any kind of reactive airway disease, allergies, treating those appropriately can also help by decreasing nasal resistance and allowing more airflow. Body positioning can help. Sleeping upright can help in snoring as well.
Snorers seeking help should start with their primary care doctors, said Puchalski. They may have to try several methods, but Rutherford urges snorers not to give up.
If you snore, there's a cure for you. You just have to find the right cure that fits you. Everybody's a little bit different, and so just find out what works best for you. So I would talk to your physician about it. I wouldn't suffer from snoring. There's a cure for you out there. It can sometimes be very simple, and sometimes it may be more complex. So it just depends on your body.
More people are becoming aware of the benefits of peaceful sleep, said Puchalski. And because everyone is different, Rutherford said treating snoring successfully comes from first figuring out what causes it, person by person. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.